never matters ultimately what obstacles are in the way. Many times we are our own biggest obstacle and we stop ourselves from taking action. And I believe that with these five things that come to play, that you will remove yourself as an obstacle and you'll move forward. Will you still encounter obstacles? Absolutely, but it won't be yourself. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Win Today podcast, an inspirational and performance-focused podcast that will inspire you to win today by connecting with amazing leaders and sharing amazing stories. You will learn from some of the most intentional, disciplined, and heartwarming people on the globe, people who will propel you forward and give you tools to succeed in any situation. My name is Ryan Cass, and I am your host. It is my purpose in this world to inspire people to establish a foundation for sustained success and chart a desirable course for life. Thank you so much for tuning in. In order to help us grow, I believe the best gift is to give back. And if what you hear resonates with you and helps push you forward in life, then please help us grow and reach more people by subscribing to the podcast, sharing it, and if you feel led, clicking one of those buttons that has 5 stars and writing a review. Thank you so much. Let's connect with our guest. I'm going to let everybody in on an earth-shattering secret that has never, ever been shared on any podcast before. So make sure that you listen up here. Consistency is key. Yep, you've never heard that before. Consistency is key. In Mr. Weldon's book, The Power of Consistency, I love this quote. To achieve real success, you must see yourself in your mind as a successful person. It's up to you to choose the life you want to live, envision it, and then build it. And you could even change that to choose the life that you want to love, envision it, and build it. In this episode, I'm going to give you my 5 tips on how you can develop consistency and tips that are framed a little bit differently. I always do a lot of research before publishing any episode, especially a solo. And I read through various articles detailing how you can become more consistent. And they reference things such as utilize a planner, get a good night's sleep, focus on 1 or 2 things. And while those are relevant and useful, the angle that I'm going to take is more practical in the sense of what can you do to boost your internal state of being that is then going to help you create more consistency and be more willing to take the action, to take the next step, to continue moving forward because you've got this inner frame of mind that is juiced up and ready to roll and wants to attack and it doesn't matter what obstacles are in the way and it move forward. Will you still encounter obstacles? Absolutely, but it won't be yourself. And why I'm publishing this episode today is because this is actually the 52nd week in a row that Win Today has been published on a Monday. So this is 1 year in a row, every Monday, where there's an episode. And I appreciate y'all for tuning in and being loyal. And I figure of all the things that I can discuss and of all the things that I hear from you guys about, let me share some things that are in my playbook that ultimately help this happen right here, that helped this app, that made this episode a reality and that made 1 year a reality. So the first tip in developing unshakable consistency is, first off, assign meaning to whatever it is that you want to become more consistent with. And what that means is, as an example, a common one that you may hear, or maybe this applies to you. I want to go to the gym more often. And while that's noble, that's great, highly recommended. There's a million benefits to exercise beyond just the physical benefits. What does that really mean, and why is that important? You want to create connection over content. The content is, I want to go to the gym, be more consistent. But what's the real connection if you think deeper? What's the real meaning behind committing to a more healthy lifestyle? For most people, when I poke on this, and why does it mean more? Why does it mean so much for you to exercise? Well, I want to be present for my family. I want to be there for my kids' games and be able to go on runs with them and to be able to not have to sit on the bench when we're all going for a walk around the park. That has real meaning to it. So whenever you come up with something, or maybe you're chasing something now, maybe you have sporadic consistency with certain things in your life, what's the meaning that you've assigned to it? See, part of this podcast and why it's so important to me and why this continues to be published every Monday is because this is something that ultimately helps me fulfill my purpose, which is to help people establish a foundation for sustained success by developing systems that enable you to break generational curses, to break systemic trends of adversity, to enable you to accomplish your goals, and ultimately chart a desirable course for life. And how that's accomplished in one way is by producing the podcast, because these messages, whether it's a solo episode or the people that are intentionally selected to be on the podcast, they are all giving you tools that ultimately tie back to helping you break a trend and chart a desirable course for life, develop unshakable discipline, build unshakable systems, unshakable consistency. With that meaning that's assigned to it, and from hearing from y'all that this podcast is continuing to make a difference, and hearing from people that I've never even had a conversation with yet face to face, or people that are I may not even ever meet at various parts of the world that are telling me about the impact this is making, all of that is additional fuel. But the meaning goes back to my purpose, and that part doesn't change. There's no deviation from that. But having that at the forefront, having real meaning behind publishing a podcast episode every week, is what keeps this going. Now, the second one to keep you going on this consistency journey is tell people about it. Tell people. Nobody is a mind reader, and for some, they may not even know what that thing is that you want to be more consistent with, whether it's the gym, whether it's publishing a podcast, whether it's getting a certain amount of blog posts out, whether it's committing to a certain amount of social activities, running a certain amount of miles, whatever the case may be. Nobody walking past you on the street has a crystal ball and can look at you and say, man, that Ryan guy wants to get another podcast episode out this coming Monday and the Monday after that and the Monday after that. So this is where it's really important to tell people the journey that you're committing to. I remember when I first hit episode 100, and even if as I was getting close to 100, I've always said that we're going to hit 100, we're going to hit 150, we're going to hit 200. And on that, every time I say that, one thing that's super important to me is to be your word and to be a person of integrity. And ultimately, just do what you say that you're going to do. Nobody likes a talker. And one thing that prevents you from being a talker is putting it out there. Hey, this is what I'm doing. And here are my favorite numbers. And I just added one more to the list, 42, 70, and 90. When you write down what you want, studies show you're 42% more likely to accomplish it. When you share those goals, when you share what you wrote down with somebody, you're 70% more likely to accomplish it. When you share it repeatedly with the same group of people or the same person, studies show that you're 90% more likely to accomplish that thing. you're 90% more likely to be consistent in that thing or those things that you are pursuing. So to me, that is two of the easiest life hacks ever. Write it down, tell people about it. And then now as a third is don't shut up about it and continue to put it out there. I'm telling y'all now that as we continue moving forward, we'll get to episode 200. We'll get to episode 300. Not going to miss a Monday. Going to continue moving forward. And this show is going to continue growing. And ultimately, it's going to be one that a lot of people are talking about someday. And that can't happen if we're not consistent. That can't happen if the vision isn't constantly revisited and shared, because I know at least one of you will reach out after this and say, hey, keep going to 200. Let's go. I heard you and I appreciate you if you're that person for tuning in and holding me accountable. The next one, number three, is visualize the outcomes. What will being consistent in that thing get you? If I'm extremely consistent at going to the gym, what is the future outcome that I can expect? If I'm super consistent in this, then maybe it means I get to have more activity time with my family and not worry about having to take a rest. And rather, not if, but when I'm super consistent with my health and wellness, then I'll never miss a kid's practice. When I'm extremely consistent with this podcast, it gets me one step closer to moving up on the Apple and Spotify charts. It gets me one step closer to landing some of the major guests that are coming on the podcast now. I did some research because this podcast is still relatively young. In the past 2 years, when I first started this podcast, I was reaching out to 100% of the guests. I had to identify them all and send countless emails and follow-ups. And it was all me asking, hey, can you be on the show? Getting some yeses, getting a lot of no's, getting a lot of hit me up later and we'll think about it. And from 2022 now into 2023, 45% of the guests that have been on the show so far, just over the past year, are people that have actually reached out to me. And now there are agencies reaching out to me and they're pitching guests to my show. Had this show not been consistent, that wouldn't have happened and I would still be reaching out to 100% of the guests. One thing that a lot of agents look for when they're pitching their representatives or their celebrities to be on a show is it worth their time? And one of the key indicators, at least in the podcast industry, is, well, is this podcast consistent? Does this podcast get published on a frequent enough schedule to where it makes sense for our client to appear as a guest? Because in many cases, the people that I'm having on now are being sought after by thousands of different podcasts. In some cases, literally thousands of different podcast hosts are reaching out. And many of them are not consistent. They're just seeking the big name because it looks cool. And maybe that's what they need as their fuel to then continue publishing episodes. And I believe that as we move forward into 2024, that 45% number that is reaching out to me is going to grow. It's going to continue growing because the show is going to continue growing and it's backed by the consistency. There is one of the incredible benefits right there. And I often think about, what does the future look like? Even right now, as I'm speaking, I'm closing my eyes and I'm thinking about me giving this solo episode in my own well-crafted, well-designed studio exclusive space where I'm bringing people in and it just looks amazing. Like, wow, I want to record in that studio. And then people that want to be on this podcast are like, man, like if I'm on Win Today or whatever this podcast name may be in the future, like that was just the coolest freaking studio. And Ryan gave one of the best interviews I've ever had. Like those are the outcomes that I'm visualizing. Every time I get on here, I get to experience another repetition. I get to experience another way to deliver my message. I get to test things out. And I wholeheartedly believe that as this continues, as this consistency journey continues and matures and blossoms, that the outcome is going to be that I'm up there with the same ranks as the Lewis Howes of the world, up there with the Ed Milettes of the world. And I say that humbly. These are people that I admire. They're some of the greatest of all time. And when you study them, a lot of the same things come out, that they're constantly visualizing the outcomes of their actions. And ultimately, what put them in those chairs, those seats, isn't that they're the smartest people in the world or the most talented, but in many cases, they just refused to not show up. They continued showing up. Not showing up wasn't an option. And in Ed Milette's case, there's such a deeper meaning behind everything that he does, going back to number one. Ed Milette is driven by very similar to what I've experienced growing up in an alcoholic household and then wanting to give people tools that enable them to succeed and break the trend and be the first one. So we've gone through assigning meaning, telling people about it, and visualizing the outcome. Now, the beauty of this journey is that you can make it fun and you get to monitor and reward your progress. As you hit certain milestones, or rather first create milestones for yourself, whether it's I ran four times this week, I hit my 20th workout of the month, hit my 100th mile of the quarter, give yourself something. When I reach XYZ, then I will give myself XYZ. I'm going to treat myself for getting 52 episodes out in a row, 1 year straight. I'm not going to tell this to my girlfriend, but if she tunes into this, I'll take her out. I'm going to take her out for dinner. That's going to be the celebration. So whether she hears this on the podcast or I tell her, you know, that's how we're going to celebrate. But that's something I've been thinking about now. Like, what am I going to do for number 52? Go out on a little celebratory date and do something special. Like that. That's another thing that keeps me going is how can we make this fun and reward progress along the way? I believe that's extremely important. So whatever journey you're on, how can you create milestones and go ahead and create some milestones for yourself? Another thing that keeps me going is, and as I think about monitoring and rewarding progress, looking at the podcast industry in 2023, over 3 million podcasts exist. Now, only 156,000 of them, so roughly 5%, publish weekly episodes. And when I think about wanting to be a part of the 1%, that's another thing that keeps me going. Every week that this comes out, I get to be in the top echelon of podcasts that are even committed to putting out weekly episodes. Are all of them great? Maybe not. Are every single, or all 156,000 of those podcasts amazing? Maybe some of them are, maybe some of them aren't. Maybe some of them you're like, man, I don't want to listen to that one again, but guess what? They're consistent and they're getting noticed. And I guarantee you these people are probably also having people pitched to them and it's making their journey a little bit easier. So I love that I get to play the odds because I know as I continue that we'll continue making this podcast better and it's going to continue sneaking up the rankings and the charts. And remember this, is that a key difference between good and great, and when we think about life, good and great in anything in life, it's simply not stopping at all. And you know, one thing that'll keep you going is to give yourself little tokens along the way. I think that's super important. Go hard, but give yourself a little token along the way. And number five, the last thing is build a system around it. I saved this one for last because I talk about this quite often, but it rings true for anything that you want to accomplish. You write it down, you build a system. And what this looks like in my case is there's dedicated time each week to focus on the podcast, whether it's outreach or it's an interview or it's doing a solo podcast. There's certain time slots that are built into the calendar, podcast focus, guest outreach. And by doing that, it helps eliminate a lot of the scatterbrain that you may experience, because we have so many thoughts that enter our minds every day. But when you put something down on paper, when you dedicate specific time to that specific thing, and you actually follow through on that time block, then you are going to be able to stay ahead. You're going to feel good about yourself because you were committed to that time block. You did that thing, and you're going to want to do it again. It helps. Doing that releases just as much dopamine as an actual workout does. And that's also backed by studies. So guys, when you focus on these five things, this is ultimately how you can become consistent at anything. First off, understand why it's important and assign meaning to it. Tell people about it. Visualize what does being consistent in that thing get you. Build a system around it. And give yourself treats along the way. Less equals more. And I want you to apply this to one or two things in life right now. No more than that. But what's one thing or two things that you would love to build more consistency around? And apply these five tools. And there is no reason why you can't be consistent in anything. And you're going to succeed and you're going to win today. Thanks so much for tuning in.